I've been hacked. Well, okay, about a third of us in this country have been hacked. Social security numbers, driver's license, date of birth, all the necessary ingredients some criminal in Belarus can sell to identity fraud specialists. I didn't realize there were three or four companies that kept credit databases, much less three or four companies who were wide open to hackers. Silly me. And here I was worried about Big Brother. The damn government, I mean, not Mark Zuckerberg. Turns out all of us are just one big happy data family smooshed together in some internet cloud that knows everything important about us. Now we're sharing that information with hacker hoodlums. Swell. Just swell. Back in the dark days of the 1970s, I lived with a bunch of freewheeling yahoos in Seattle and Gomorrah who majored in various studies at the University of Washington but spent most of their time experimenting with drug abuse of various sorts, ranging from hash oil production to laughing gas theft. They grew pot and they raised psilocybin mushrooms. They scored apiated hashish and they drank legal whiskey. The place we lived in was a veritable criminal operation. Honest, officer, I only rent a room here. On our bulletin board, we had a Social Security card pinned up. Ralph Spiedel. The kids had gone down to the local cemetery and searched for a deceased child, then gotten a card in Ralph's name, they told me when I asked who Ralph Spiedel was. Just in case, they said. Just in case of what, I asked. You never know, they replied. We might need to go underground, set up a new identity. Geez, I thought at the time, these are really drug-addled paranoics. But they were playing with fire, stealing canisters of nitrous oxide from hospitals, selling various illegal drugs. Nixon was gone by then, the Vietnam War was lost, and the draft was over. These weren't SDS roommates or weathermen. They were college students doing a little research, nothing the FBI would find particularly interesting. Yet. When I moved out a few months later to my ghetto home and some fresh roommates, I considered taking Ralph's card with me, but I left it on the bulletin board. Just glad to be shed of these goofballs finally. Now, of course, in light of current events, I wish I'd snatched it. You just never know when a new identity might come in handy. Wow.